You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday, everybody. It's finally here. The work week. And for those of us who love our work, I say rejoice. Great to have you with me on this Monday night as we broadcast from beautiful downtown Green Bay on a, Conrad, say it with me, beautiful, gorgeous, sunny, warm night.
I didn't say it with you.
That's all right. You probably didn't know what I was going to say. But you could suspect, because both of us, somehow you're a warm weather guy, but very committed to Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you've lived in Wisconsin your whole life, and you still complain about cold weather.
Yeah. You know, it's my own fault.
Well, mine too. I moved back. I had like almost 15 years of warm weather and no winter, and I did not mind it. I loved it. But love trumps all, right?
Yes, yes, it does.
Were you ever tempted to move down to
when my parents were down there, and after college, I was like, well, you know, it wouldn't hurt for a couple of years to go down there, but you know, it's didn't want to leave all my friends. And
but here you are.
But here I am back, still in Green Bay.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You could do a lot worse. It's beautiful here in downtown Green Bay tonight. I hope it is wherever you are in the gorgeous state of Wisconsin. As it appears, the summer box office season is here, and summer weather seems to be right around the corner. Should be a good week, but great to have you. Lots to talk about tonight. We're going to do a deep dive into the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High with my pal Mike Siegel, who sent me a picture of Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High about 2 weeks ago. And Mike is kind of a world traveler. He hosts a podcast, Mike Siegel does, on traveling. It's called the Travel Tales Pod Podcast. And I was waiting for him to kind of be available so we could discuss this great movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, one of the great comedies of the last 40 years or so. And we'll do that. And then we'll talk tonight at 7:20. Filmmaker Kelly Peterson will be here in the studio. She's driving up from, well, you don't need to know where she lives. She's coming up from somewhere else in Northeast Wisconsin. So Kelly will be here in studio talking about her new film she's working on. And she is an award-winning filmmaker. And she's also got a pretty famous grandpa who played a part in some big TV shows in the 1960s. So we'll have a nice chat in studio with Kelly. Some teen movie talk and Fast Times at Ridgemont High talk with podcast host, TV host, and comedian Mike Siegel. And that's your show, folks. There's your guests. But we have a lot to get to before that. Let's do this. Let's get the question out there, Conrad, so that we can let people start texting in if they so choose. And we'll talk about a couple things that are certainly on my mind here tonight as we kick off the show. Here is the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite teen movie? Keeping with the theme of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, what is your favorite teen movie? There's a ton of them. And I know your first instinct, folks, is probably to go John Hughes films. And you can certainly do that. But we've talked quite a bit about John Hughes, probably about a month ago. But absolutely, if it's a John Hughes film, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller, Fire Away, mine is probably Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I also like Dazed and Confused a lot, the Richard Linklater film. But there's tons to choose from. You got Varsity Blues, Rushmore, Say Anything, The Lost Boys was on a list. Heathers was on my list. I haven't seen Heathers in ages, but loved it. The Princess Diaries, Footloose, Friday Night Lights. Pardon me. One guy said Hoosiers is a teen film, and I guess it is, or The Karate Kid, Vision Quest. There's all kinds of great teen movies from over the years. Another one of my favorites is Dead Poets Society. Love that film. American Pie. If you like the more risque things, like you could argue that Fast Times at Ridgemont High is. But a lot of great teen films. Let us know what your favorite is at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It would be great to hear from you, and I will read your text on the radio. Con, what do you say to that? What's your favorite?
I would say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's a good one. That's on this list, too. Yeah, it's just I just Googled. And it's great because all these movies come up you kind of forgot about. But Spider-Man, is it 2002? 2003?
Yeah, Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah. She's All That, The Girl Next Door, Can't Buy Me Love. So many great teen movies. Risky Business, another great one, a classic. But you know what is not one of my favorite teen movies?
What's that?
Not Another Teen Movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a fine movie. It's not on my list of best, but it's good. Yeah.
I would say a fine, terrible movie.
It's a fine watch. Grease is another one of my favorites. Great classic. Fame, Almost Famous, you could argue, is a teen movie. Cameron Crowe also made that film, as well as Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But let us know what you think, folks. And if you're watching on Facebook or on the stream, pardon me, which you can also, you can watch the broadcast on Facebook, YouTube, X. Give us a like or a follow if you don't mind. We always like to get likes and follows here at Nightlight. Kind of helps us feel good about ourselves. It gives us self-confidence. So any likes or follows are much appreciated on any of the platforms. So this was big news today. A lot of things. I woke up to a message from Chris Casper, who shared an article regarding Trump's tariffs on movie making in Hollywood. He's going to put 100% tariffs on any film shot outside the U.S. So, I mean, this tariff journey has been interesting on many levels with other products and other, you know, I know he's tried to play hardball, and I've read stuff like where the Chinese haven't blinked, so he retracted the tariffs now. But, you know, whether or not this happens, it could be devastating for the industry, but maybe not. I mean, if they actually are enacted, that's one thing. But there was a producer, I read this article on Variety today, and it said a French producer said, technically, films are services on which you can't impose tariffs. So this could end up in court and take a long time, if it even picks up steam. I mean, who knows? Things can change very quickly with President Trump, as we know. But both sides will be hurt. It makes no sense either. I don't know why this would be a thing. The global film community has worked quite well together for the most part. There are film festivals all over the world. I don't understand. Unless you are actively trying to hurt an industry, this makes absolutely no sense. And one producer in the Variety article said, rather than have tariffs or go this route where people are punished, how about having a national film incentive? Like, we have, you know, film incentives in different states. We'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow night on the show, because there's a bill in Wisconsin here that's going to get looked at this week. But we don't really have them. We don't have them in Wisconsin right now. Minnesota has them, Georgia, Illinois, New York. There's a lot of states that have them. Why not make a national film incentive to keep business here? Nothing wrong with that. But I hope we don't get punished either for wanting to see foreign films. We'll have to wait and see what the fine print says, if and when it will go into effect. But there's a lot to be determined here. But the showbiz community is up in arms about this. Trump has never seemed that crazy, or at least he badmouths Hollywood a lot, even though it's put a lot of money in his pocket. So we'll see what happens. But I'm sure you can certainly contact your congresspeople. I think it's a silly idea, but I think it's also a long way from having any validity to it, because as we know, a lot can change, and sometimes they're just big words. So we'll see what happens, but the Hollywood box office, the summer block office is in effect. This past weekend is considered the first summer blockbuster weekend, and I saw Sinners. Con, you saw Thunderbolts.
Yes, I did.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Okay. Do you think, people who aren't necessarily Marvel fans will like it? Like, is it just a good movie?
I think you, I mean, yes, I do think that people will still like this. I think it's a great, you know, kind of like they were once villains or just lost causes turned into something good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I read about it.
And some, one character in particular, you're going to love no matter who you are. And his name's Bob. Bob's awesome.
I was hoping you would say Florence Pugh because I absolutely love her.
Well, she was great.
I heard she was fantastic in this.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
And she was, I mean, there are so many, you know, good characters in it, but like she, it felt like she was the main one.
Yeah. That's exciting. I think before we move on, or before I talk about Sinners, I want to congratulate all the winners here at Civic Media. Do we have a list? We need to, you know, talk about these people. I think I sent you a list earlier. Or did you print one up? We got to recognize people. Brittany Merlot, a 3-time winner. Mino and the Mayor, 2nd place. Congratulations to Mino and the Mayor and to Todd and Amanda and Conrad, who also works on that show. Pretty amazing stuff. But we'll list all those winners tonight. Civic Media was well represented at the WBAs over the weekend. Quite the festivities, too. I saw a lot of pictures from this broadcast or from this event, and it was just fantastic. So we'll read off those names shortly. Quite a few winners here from Civic Media, making everybody proud. Great to have you with me. I saw the film Sinners this weekend, and it's taken me a couple weeks to get to it. But the film has reviewed incredibly well, a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes for a horror film about vampires. Starring Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Coogler is the director, and I just cannot, it was just a spectacle. Every aspect of the film was great. The acting was really good. The direction was excellent. The set design, the aesthetics of it, it's set in the South, earlier last century, like in the 30s. And Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack. And they set up a juke joint in the country. That's their goal. They went up to Chicago, worked for the mob, and then came back home and stole from the Italians and the Irish, as the story goes. And they had all this great Irish beer, Italian wine, and they set up a juke joint. And it is descended upon by vampires. Really good movie. Not overly gory either. There is some gore. But the actual gore parts, a lot of the movie is leading up to this fun night where they, and the music is so great. Buddy Guy has a cameo, plays one of the characters as an older man at the end of the movie. I will say this, if you see Sinners, and I highly recommend it, stay through the credits because when I went to see the film in Marinette this past weekend, it was my wife and me and another couple sitting a few feet away. The couple left during the credits. After the credits, and they did tease through the credits a few other short scenes. They flash forward into the 90s. But the end of the movie actually happens at the end of the credit roll. And it made it, for me, it made it a good movie, a great movie. So I cannot recommend Sinners enough. But I'm not a vampire guy. I'm not a horror guy. It was just a great movie. Ryan Coogler is a fantastic filmmaker. All right, we're coming right back. We're going to read your text. Our question of the night, what's your favorite teen movie? I say Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Dazed and Confused. Conrad says, what did you say?
I said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. So share with us your favorite teen movie, and I'll read it on the radio. We are coming right back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right back to where it should have.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night in the beautiful and warm, finally, and sunny state of Wisconsin. We are, Mike Siegel is here tonight at 6:35. We're going to talk about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'm going to ask Mike 5 questions about the film. He's going to ask me 5 questions about the film. We'll do a deep dive into some of the characters and some of the great scenes. And we'll touch on teen movies as well. Mike is the host of the Travel Tales podcast, which is a very informative, very entertaining listen, if you're so inclined. He is a TV host who has hosted such shows as If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for the Money, TBS Movie Break. He's been all over the TV, and he's a very funny comedian. And then at 7:20, Kelly Peterson, a independent film producer and documentary producer, is here in the studio with me. Kelly is working on a documentary about the Ukraine, which should be very interesting. We'll talk to her about that at 7:20. That is a Kristen Lyerly referral, Conrad. I don't know if you remember that. So excited to meet Kelly. Yeah. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite teen movie? Let us know what you're thinking. Matt Harper checked in on the social media post, and he says Varsity Blues. I think that's a popular one. I think we'll get some votes for that. I've seen that, but it's been so long, and I liked it, but I don't remember much about it. It's one of those films that just didn't stick with me, but I did like it, if that makes sense. So we'll go to the stream here. Dave says, One Crazy Summer. Was that the Paul Rudd film?
It sounds familiar.
Look that up. Yeah, I gotta look that up. One Crazy Summer. I think that was the... No, that wasn't. That was pre-Paul Rudd. This is going back to the 80s. John Cusack, yes, of course. Joel Murray, our pal, who's been on the show. Bobcat Goldthwait. Great cast. Very nice. Nicely done, Dave. Joseph Wolf checks in on the stream and says, favorite TV movies, dating myself a bit, but he says, American Graffiti, Dazed and Confused, Fast Times, Risky Business, so many good ones. Joseph, I am totally with you. And I liked American Graffiti, but those other three you listed are three of my all-time favorites as well. And they're all from the 80s. The 80s was kind of a great era for teen. Not that that's when the teen movie started, but there were so many great teen movies. And you just listed three that have nothing to do with John Hughes. John Hughes has like his own library of teen movies. But those are excellent. So that's our question for the night. Check in, stream us, text us. And we will read it on the radio. Going out to, where are we here? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, what do you think about The Goonies or Stand By Me or Lord of the Flies? I think those are totally teen movies, Tyler. Because The Goonies, well, they're like probably middle school, 12, 13, 14. I count that.
But there is.
Not The Goonies. I'm sorry. Stand By Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Goonies has some teens in it.
Right. Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
And not Leah Thompson. Can't think. Martha Plimpton, maybe? Yeah, they're teens. Absolutely. Bonnie D, checking in from the 262. Risky Business. Double exclamation point. Could not agree more, Bonnie. I am so due for a rewatch on Risky Business, too. That's a fantastic one. Ronnie from Horicon. That's in the Horicon. That's not the 920, actually. But Ronnie's area code is 920. Ronnie says, I loved The Breakfast Club. Another classic. Thank you, Ronnie. And there's one I didn't mention earlier. I would put Napoleon Dynamite in that category.
Definitely.
One of my all-time faves. And definitely a teen movie. I think Napoleon and Kip are both teens of various age degrees. Barb from Waukesha, she's in the 262. She says, Superbad, yes, is so much fun to watch. Could not agree more, Barb. That's a great one. Great film. Annie from Watertown. She's, her area code anyway, is the 920. She says, OMG. Can you imagine that orange guy watching a movie with subtitles? I don't care how he watches his movies, Annie. I have issues with the PBS stuff he's talking about with my wife as a public school teacher. And yes, now Hollywood. So he's not certainly doing himself any favors with me personally. And it sounds like with you either. Anna from Madison says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite teen movie is Lady Bird. And, wow, Lady Bird is, okay. I did not think that. See, I go right for the comedies. But there are plenty of teen movies. I mean, Dead Poets Society was not a comedy. Great teen movie, though. Anna's in the 608. Thank you, Anna. Monica from Mount Horeb says, hard to choose just one, but the first one that came to mind was Little Darlings with Christy McNichol and Matt Damon. Great choice, Monica. Forgot about that one. Not Matt Damon, Matt Dillon. Little Darling, I don't even know if Matt Damon was born yet, but I think you met Matt Dillon. Brian from Milwaukee says, along with Teen Wolf, with Michael J. Fox, Napoleon Dynamite. Great choices, Brian. Awesome as always. Thank you, sir. Carrie from Tosa. She's in the 414. She says, better off dead. I want my $2. Great choice, Carrie. I actually tried to watch Say Anything recently, and I was unable to. I watched it, but it seemed dated. And it's still a great movie. But I just couldn't get through it. We got some more texts here. Annie from Watertown, Dazed and Confused. So lived it. Annie lived the story of Dazed and Confused. She went to a high school with Matthew McConaughey playing Wooderson. Great character. Thank you, Annie, again. Brian from Milwaukee also says, Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah, wow. I've forgotten so many about these. Ronnie from Horicon also says, The Outsiders was a favorite. Don't know if you mentioned it. I have not yet, Ronnie. Thank you. Then an anonymous texter from the 920 says, Favorites are Weird Science, Real Genius, or Pretty in Pink. We've talked a lot about Real Genius lately because of Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
But that's a great one, too. All good. Brian from Milwaukee also says, Clue. Cody from the 608 says, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Tom from New Berlin, The Sandlot. Outstanding choices, all. Keep them coming, folks. Keep those texts coming. We'll read them. Mike Siegel is coming up after the news. And we're going to do a deep dive into one of my favorite teen movies, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's coming up next. Stick around, folks. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me tonight, folks, on this Monday night. Finally, a warm and sunny night here in the state of Wisconsin. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, and I just wanted to shout out some good words to some of my colleagues here at Civic Media. The Wisconsin Broadcast Association Awards were this past weekend. Congrats to Brittany Merlot, the Snow Queen, bringing home 3 awards. That's incredible. Maggie Dawn won Best Radio Show. Todd Alba, Best Feature, I think, or Best Special. Mino and the Mayor, they were like, what, second or third radio show?
Second, yeah.
That's really cool here in Northeast Wisconsin. Jane and Greg won a Best Feature Award. Amanda Nimmer, Best Social Media, right here at WGBW, WISS, part of the team. And Todd Alba and yourself for producing. You've been involved with Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah.
Not in a weird way. I mean, producing your show.
Yeah.
And they owe you a debt of gratitude.
Yes.
So congratulations to all the awards taken home by Civic Media the other day. Very cool stuff. All right. So keep those texts coming, folks. The question of the night is, what is your favorite teen movie? This was inspired by my friend Mike Siegel, who is about to join us. He sent me a picture of Damone a couple weeks ago. And all I have to do is look at that guy, and I hear his voice, and I hear his lines from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and I think about him selling concert tickets on the down low, and I thought, we need to talk about teen movies. So it is my pleasure to welcome now to Nightlight a guy who's no stranger to our airwaves. He is the host of the Travel Tales podcast, a very funny comedian and TV host as well, my pal Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I was fascinated by that story of the mice drinking the wine. That's good stuff there, buddy.
That's money well spent. We needed to know that, Mike. We needed to know that. Those are fun to write.
I bet.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm in town for a little while, so that's kind of nice. So I'm usually, flying this way or that way or performing on a cruise ship or doing something. So it's nice to kind of like chill for a little bit, although it's kind of I don't know if you remember from your days in LA, this is the May gray time of year.
Yeah.
When it's, kind of, it's cloudy. It doesn't rain, but it's just gray and cool.
Well, your gray period is a lot shorter there than here. So I really no sympathy for you, Mike. Where were you? Were you on a cruise or just traveling and enlightening yourself as you often do?
Well, a little bit of both. I combined one. I did a ship in February. and it left me off. It dropped me off in Rio de Janeiro, and I looked on the I looked at the dates, and it was the first week of March actually, and I went, wait a minute, I know that's really close to Mardi Gras time, and it was like 2 days before wow. Fat Tuesday, so it's like, wait a minute, I'm just gonna stay here for a few days and see this, and that was pretty amazing. I'd been to Rio before, but never during Carnival, and it was pretty nuts.
It just seems like an absolute spectacle, but like something you'd want to be alone at. You don't want to take your family, the wife and kids, or even the girlfriend. It seems like you just want to walk around yourself and absorb everything.
I did, and I did do that, but on the other side, it would have been a lot more fun in my 20s, I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's one of those things where I was an observer, and I think back then I would have been more of a participant.
Yeah.
But I was pretty good to stand back and watch the spectacle rather than be the spectacle these days.
Rather than be the guy running around in a jockstrap and clogs and just
exactly
waving your arms around because you're so happy it's Fat Tuesday.
Well, I talk about it, and you know, every time I go to a town, especially a city where, you know, it can be kind of rough, I never want to stand out as a tourist, so I always try to, like, you know, try to fit in. And I knew, like, 2 minutes into, like, walking on the street in Rio that I was not going to fit in, mostly because the way I was dressed, because I was wearing clothes, and they're not... They're not that big into that.
You have the khakis on and the yeah. cardigan. Hey, who's the stiff?
You know, I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. They asked me if I was going to a wedding.
That is fantastic. What do you ever like get sound bites when you're at these places, Mike, for your podcast? Or do you play stuff or do you interview people where you are as opposed to just people who can talk about travel?
I do sometimes, like especially on the ships, and you know, I've interviewed a bunch of like my fellow performers or some of the cruise directors and things like that. But yeah. Something on the street like that is just so insane, and the audio mm-hmm. is terrible. And you know, some of these places you don't want to be walking around with anything expensive looking sound equipment or good really? Microphone or something. Well, I mean, pickpockets and street crime, and that can be
it's that bad, huh?
It depends on where you are, of course, yeah. You know, I mean, I took the train there in the metro in Rio and it was fine. But then again, during Carnival, there was a heavy police presence and, you know, so many tourists that they're on the lookout for stuff like that. But I did ask one of these guides of, where I was, going to the Samba parade. I was going to take the train in the middle of the night and he's like, the stop you got to get off of there. We wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay. So
wow.
I erred on the side of caution. I probably would have been fine, but you know, hey, I'll spend the extra dough there.
Yeah. Have you ever been pickpocketed either when traveling somewhere or even like in Chicago or LA or ever been pickpocketed?
You know, knock on wood. I'm uber careful now, but I yeah. have, I've been in some places where I'm in certain cities, you know, I've known so many people and interviewed so many people that have gotten, you know, stuff stolen, like in Barcelona, it's very common. Mm. Usually on mass transit, you got to really be careful. And the beaches too, like people lying out on the beach and like yeah. they go into the water and there's somebody, or even like lying in the sun with their eyes closed. Somebody just walked by, snatched something.
The wallet and the shoe. They'll never yeah. figure that out.
But whereas opposed to, you know, America, they're afraid of coming here because the crime is less street crime, but more violent crime.
Okay. Right.
Know? So, you know, guns and things. That's yeah. what the world is scared of. That's what I'm scared of here.
Sure. I don't think I've never been pickpocketed. If I sometimes, though, I think if I were to be pickpocketed, I'd hope they'd be bad at it and just keep their hand in my pocket.
Oh, he's wearing boxing gloves.
Giggity,
he's
like, giggity, sir. Giggity. Yeah. Boxing gloves.
Like, you're doing this all wrong, sir. You got to take off the gloves.
My guest is Mike Siegel. He's the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a TV personality and a very funny stand-up comedian. Mike, let's talk about, like I mentioned when I brought you on the show, this whole subject talk tonight was inspired by the picture you sent me of Damone.
Oh, right.
It's one of the greatest, you know, not even a lead character, like a secondary character, but made such an impression in that movie and was so great.
Oh, yeah. And it was one of those things where it's like that came out. I think I was a freshman between my freshman and sophomore year in high school. So it was like hit me right in the wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like, I was like, is this what high school's going to be?
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was.
I think too, like what's so funny is like, I never used drugs, but I always laugh the hardest at the drug kids. Like,
oh, Spicoli. Yeah.
Yeah. Those kind of, like, I remember a kid coming in late. We had to go to daily mass because it was a Catholic school. We'd go to daily mass and this eighth grader walks in like 20 minutes late and the priest looks at him and he goes, where were you, Dave? And he stands there. I swear to God, he stands there for like 10 seconds. He just goes, I was late. And I'm just like,
that's perfect.
It's perfect. And it's just, it cracks me up. So there's a whole cast of those characters in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, including Spicoli is also the highlight of that. But whatever happened to Damone? I know I would see him at the grocery store sometimes. I can't even think of the actor's name at the moment. I can look it up. But
Richard Ramanis. He actually owned for a while in your neck of the woods over there. I think maybe it was on Cahuenga. He owned a coffee house for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like in a little espresso, something like Bob's Espresso, or yeah, something like
no
that.
Kidding.
Or Robert Romanus, I think is his name.
Robert Romanus, yeah.
And he would pop up. I remember seeing him in a Sopranos episode as well.
Oh, no kidding.
So every so often he'd pop up in some kind of episodic TV thing. And I was like, but you know, he'll always be Damone. It was like, is that Damone playing a lawyer? Right. What's he doing?
Right. He'd top off your coffee and try to sell you Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets or something.
Oh my God. How many people must have, oh God. He has to answer to that every day, right?
Every Still, day. Probably. And you're right. He like the sad thing is like, if you're the Fonz or some huge role where you cashed in on and you became a very rich person, he's a minor role on this movie. And he didn't cash in on that. Like how, maybe he can go to festivals or like conventions, but yeah, he's got to make a living. You know,
Ratner, same thing. I think he finally left acting.
Oh, did
you know
really?
After you know Mark the Rat Ratner, he was like by the 90s, he was you know he was out of it.
I just figured he would have gone full time at the movie theater, but maybe that.
You get to wear a nice tux. It's all right.
He was great too in the movie though. Like those guys, they were all fantastic. All right, so let's talk about this. So, what is your favorite scene from the movie, Mike? And I know we're going to give each other a little quiz. I do have a couple questions prepared for you that are like little mini trivia questions. But let's talk about the movie first. Like, do you have a favorite scene in the film?
Well, one of them is definitely. I mean, I don't know what I can say on the radio or not.
Use your best judgment. No, okay. No F or S bombs, please.
Well, when you know Spicoli's in the, he comes in late,
yeah.
And again, like Dave-esque, you know, is like I think Mr. Hand comes down on him, you know, and tears up his thing and tells him to go down to the down to the principal's office. I don't know. Can I say it?
I don't think we could say the D word. Can we? No, we okay. can't. You could substitute it with the P word for that. Body part, I think.
Well, but just he just stared at him and just let him have it.
Right.
Just right in his grill.
You and it just blank. Like, yeah.
And it was the dream of every kid in high school to be able to do that to their worst teacher.
And he didn't care. I mean, it was just like, and when he says, like, there's a full crowd scene down by the vending machines, like, that's just your world when you're that. He's like, I can't go to class. Look at this action down here.
By the way, when the guy in your class came in stoned and you said his name was Dave, I thought he was going to go into the whole Cheech and Chong bit. Dave's not here, man.
No.
Which would have been his only better answer that he gave.
Yeah, I would have had some respect for him if he had done that. Do you have a favorite character from Fast Times?
I got to go with you. I got to go with Damone. Like, he steals it, man. He really does. Oh, Sean Penn, of course. But
yeah,
Damone
Sean,
really
Penn, Sean Penn's
it.
Kind of like, you just accept he's the best character.
Yeah.
Separate of that, and I love Judge Reinhold in it, but I would probably have to say Damone too, just because of he makes the most of his on-camera time, and he's so great. But I would have to say Spicoli. I would still, like, as great of an actor as Sean Penn is, that's one of his best. He's phenomenal.
He still has, right? He hasn't topped it. Oscar or no Oscar, he still hasn't topped it.
Exactly. Although I did like him. I loved Sean Penn in Bad Boys. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes. He's great in
he's
everything.
Awesome in it.
He's great in everything.
But, what about
no rat in her career for him?
Yeah, no, he ran. But that's a role you would think it would be hard to overcome too. Spicoli is very iconic, and like he didn't even like think twice. He was already in all these other movies and At Close Range and Bad Boys and all these. So that's pretty impressive that he was able.
Well, he had been on Broadway. It was either before that. I don't know if you saw the Val Kilmer documentary, but he was
great
on
documentary. Yeah.
Did a play with Val Kilmer and I think Kevin Bacon and. On Broadway, so I mean, he'd been around.
Yeah,
you know, he was established as an actor, and he made it clear, you know, he wanted to do dramas after that, and he didn't want to be pegged.
Great stuff. All right, we'll dig a little deeper into Fast Times when we come back. I'm going to give Mike a quick trivia quiz on the film, and he can certainly do that to me if you have something prepared, Mike. Otherwise, no worries.
Oh,
and,
I do.
Oh, fantastic!
I don't know if I'll stump you, Pete. Challenge but I'm going to try.
Accepted. All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. When did I fall? I wanna cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you. Someone's a little boy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am your loyal host, Pete Schwabba. Conrad is riding shotgun, and there's a great text we got. The question of the night is, what is your favorite teen movie? From the 920, Rain says 3 o'clock High was fun. I forgot about that movie, but that was a great movie.
That one was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, that one didn't get a lot of publicity though. We were like, so you and I are around the same age. So we all got like the same, we were in the John Hughes land, you know, so he kind of dominated that whole scene, but there was a lot of product there.
Yeah.
But it's always interesting to see how each generation has their own high school movie. Like people after us, there was like Clueless, and then American Pie was like a huge one in the 90s for people.
Super Bad was another great one.
Yeah. And I don't know you have kids. I don't know. Do they have one that they really?
Yeah. It's interesting because I think that the truly great ones do stand the test of time. Just during the break, Conrad was saying he watched Fast Times about 4 months ago. Loved it. My son, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Basically the same age, loved Superbad, which came out when he was a baby, basically. But he also loves Fast Times. Like, I think you can, a great movie is a great movie, you know, regardless of its aesthetics, I guess. But yeah, I agree with you about 3 o'clock High. Paula, Conrad's mom checks in and says, all of the Back to the Future movies. Yeah, great films. Great films. Monica from Mount Horeb from the 608, she says, one more hysterical movie that hasn't been mentioned, Good Burger. I never saw Good Burger. Is that
Keenan
Thompson?
For me. Yeah, Keenan and Kel.
He's so funny.
So they were like, if you grew up Nickelodeon or whatever they were on, they were stars, big.
That one slipped through the cracks. Mike and I, Mike Siegel, that is the voice of Mike Siegel, the host of the Travel Tales podcast. Check out his podcast. It's fantastic. And he's also a very funny comedian and TV host as well. And we are both, we go back a long way, but we're both huge fans of the film Dazed and Confused. And Mike, I was looking at all the cameos, like one of them is going to be a question I ask you, but even actors like this, I think it's David Chivarelli was the teacher that pulled the heart out or whatever.
You said Dazed and Confused.
I'm sorry.
So that's why.
I'm sorry. Fast Times. Vincent Schiavelli.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's
one
of my questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Are we going to ask the questions? You want me to quiz you?
Let's start, but I do want to say that one of my favorite Spicoli lines is when he's getting on the bus and he knows they're going to look at cadavers, and Schiavelli says, are you in this class? And he goes, I am today. So great. Let's do our quizzes. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
I'll ask you one. And this has relate to Vincent Schiavelli, that character actor. Always a weird looking dude, and he pops up in a million films.
He's great.
But he was a science teacher at Fast Times. Do you remember his character's name?
Oh, man. No, I don't.
Can't remember. Can't pull it.
I'm looking at it right now because I have IMDb Pro open. So that would be cheating, but I wouldn't have guessed it.
Mr. Vargas.
Mr. Vargas.
That's Mr. Vargas.
Yes. Damn, that's a good one. See, I wanted you to challenge me. I wanted
take the IMDb away.
Okay.
Don't look.
I'm going off.
Do you know at the end of sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, there, I got you now. Okay. Do I know the end of is all I heard?
No. Do you know at the end during the dance who played the actress who played his wife?
Good God. You are doing a deep. No, I don't.
But there's a reason I'm asking this.
All right. Should I?
Well, it got note. Later on, like 20 years later, because her name was Lana Clarkson, and that was the woman who died in Phil Spector's house, who he supposedly killed.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
I never would have got that.
And I wouldn't have either until, you know, when she, unfortunately, you know, was the victim of this, that they kept pulling that scene, you know, in her basically obituary.
She put, because she was horrible.
You know, she played, you know, the hot blonde in all these B movies.
Yeah.
In the 80s, and that was like one of the bigger films she was in.
That's so awful.
Yeah. It's a little obscure tidbit. I didn't know if you'd get that one.
I would not have. And Joseph on the stream just said, and the science teacher showed up with his supermodel wife at the dance. thinking along the
and
same
way. That's who
lines.
That was.
All right. I'm 0-2. Let's just keep going with your questions. Well, maybe we'll get to mine after the news because I got to redeem myself here.
Okay. The song playing in the dugout when Jennifer Jason leaves.
Somebody's Baby, Jackson story. Brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
That's timely because I literally just saw him play that at a festival yesterday.
Oh, get out of here. You know what's so funny, Mike? I don't know if you remember this. We used to do comic softball in Encino for a while back in the early 2000s. And
yes,
those fields... That was those fields. I remember looking at the dugouts going, which dugout was it? Like, that's one of the fun things about living in L.A. Was that the scene where Jennifer Jason Leigh lost her virginity to the Jackson Brown song, you know?
So absolutely.
Great. All right.
So that you got that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I had a
one
couple
for
more.
Three. Okay.
Do you remember, this is an easier one, do you remember the name of the burger place that Judge Reinhold was fired from?
I think I have that same question for you. Yes, I do. All-American Burger.
All-American Burger.
Great.
Whose rules are?
No shirt. No shoes. No dice.
No dice.
All right. I'm 2-for-4. I'm coming back. How are we doing on time, Conrad? We got about a minute. Okay.
Do I have another one? Let's see. Okay. I have one last one. Ready?
Yep. You bet.
Okay. What band does Jefferson ask Damone tickets for?
Oh.
He wants to take his little brother.
Cheap Trick.
No.
What?
Jefferson, the football player, wants these.
Oh. Jefferson Airplane? Jefferson Starship? You said Jefferson. Oh, Jefferson.
Jefferson is the football player.
I need help.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Two Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets for Jefferson and little brother.
Those are the tickets I'd want. All right, Mike Siegel is here, folks. We're coming right back after intermission here where Civic Media's news team will keep you informed. And I'm going to give Mike my Fast Times quiz. Chime in your favorite line, favorite scene. Share it with us. Be part of the show. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The champion of dance. His moves will put you in a trance.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.